So to carry on from the sort of concerns of digital audio, we can kind of think of it as, in terms of the market as well, we can think of what's been contributed to the market and also what people want to keep hold of and what they sort of acquire and what they deacquire or deacquisition. So we could use an example of what maybe potentially became really popular in 20, 25 years ago, and then what became popular, what people wanted, but then also decided to give up, in which case items might have been destroyed or lost or given away or donated, and then that item then becomes rare. So in some respects we've gone from a piece or an object or a product or, you know, CD, vinyl, to something that's risen quite rapidly in popularity but also become unpopular. People don't care about it, they forget about it. They destroy it and they lose it. In which case, we go back to a point where we don't have any of them. So, I think, in terms of the market, I think that's really interesting. We can use, like, for an example, we can use Barbra Streisand as an example because she was very popular at one stage, and then, you know, if you go into a charity shop, you'll always find a Barbra Streisand CD. So, I think that if we think of these terms of what is a record, for example, record sales or Top of the Pops or a chart system where we know something made an impact, but then also